David Gately's got the early word on the weekend punt. This is Gator's Game Plan.
He can nearly charge double time because there's so much in front of him. There's double headers. There's all sorts of things, night and day, Sydney, Melbourne, everything happening for Gator as I welcome him in. G'day, Gator. How are you?
Hello, Matthew. I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. It's quite a feast in the next 72 hours or so, isn't it?
Yeah, it is that. It's the whole world. So, an extra day off. You just make me laugh. You do world. But no, you wouldn't want it any other way. The racing's terrific. The elite races have stood up, as in plenty of competition. Excited.
I'm interested in Golden in Secret because I was talking to John O'Shea the other day. We were talking about the Everest. We were talking about what can upset the apple cart with Nature Strip, if anything. And he said the only horse, is a three-year-old like In Secret. So, well-back favourite, well-drawn for the Golden Rose. From an Everest point of view, we want to see In Secret come out and really slam it in the Golden Rose and be that little wild card factor that the Everest probably needs.
Yeah, look, I think, it could do with another angle, the race, but, I don't think no matter how you slice that race, the Everest, it could be anything, could be construed as anything but a massive success. Some left fielders would be nice, and In Secret could be one of those. I mean, she obviously has to keep improving, but she's got that scope to do it. Whereas, the elites, as they stand, the Nature Strips of this world, the Eduardos, they're not getting any better. They're still elite, I see Dangerfield's still got 30 touches on the weekend, so we're not washed up yet, a few of us.
No, that's right. So what are you expecting to see from In Secret? Or are you not expecting In Secret to waltz through the Golden Rose?
Oh, look, I don't think it'll be a walk in the park, but just it seems like every box is ticked, and it sounds like a cliche, but which it is. But you don't want, hurdles, for want of a better phrase. She's drawn well. There's plenty of, substance on the clock from what she's doing. You go back and look at that replay. It took her a couple hundred metres to reel in those leaders, but her strength late was exceptional. Last 100, everything about that says she'll eat 1,400. So I just can't see any chinks in the armour. She handles any track. She's got as good as any jockey as we've seen for a couple of decades. I can't find a chink in the armour. Now, if it was all that easy, we'd be trillionaires and the poor old bookies would be driving around in the stanzas. But, she does look the one to beat, I think. And I think she's probably the better of the day of the 18 races, Moonee Valley and Rose Hill for mine.
Just a quick one. It's amazing how quickly things can change. Fireburn was the hero, the heroine of 6 months ago, and then first up, there was a knock on the way she'd been going. I thought, with an eye to a wet track, I thought she was good enough first up. There's a lot of rain coming in Sydney. She's drawn out. What do we make of Fireburn here and now?
I thought she was good first up. Mm. I think the expectation, as you say, was was high, given what she achieved as a juvenile. Well, she's still a juvenile, but what she achieved as a two-year-old. She spotted In Secret about four lengths coming to the turn. She managed to get on the same line as her and ran home almost as well as her. So what she did was give up that margin early. Now, could she have matched that filly had she been in striking distance, used that early petrol, is questionable, but she was only first up and In Secret's deeper into the prep. Interestingly, looking at their last 200 splits, there was only 0.2 between them. In Secret, clearly superior there. We mentioned her strength late earlier. But Fireburn was finishing off well. 0.32 to 0.52, the differential. A pleasing return.
What are we going to do in the Moya?
I expected that question to keep going. It's a challenge because there's not an obvious. But I think a lot of punters like that. They like to see the landscape like that, so then they can do their homework, make an informed decision, and invest their hard-earned dosh. There looks really good speed in the race, as you'd expect whenever you see Zoo Style in there. Coolangatta tested Zoo Style first up. Rothfire had to sit on them and beat them. There's no reason to think he'll regress. He was only first up, Rothfire. Out of the other Formula 1, Bella Nipotina was too strong. I thought extremely lucky. Probably his inability to handle the valley, in my very humble, probably cost him the win.
Mm.
You know, you come into the turn, he's running around like a drunken sailor. And when he balanced up, he hit the line every bit as well as she did. But that important part of the race, especially at the valley, you know, it's 400 to 200 when you should be getting into the race. He couldn't. So what has he learned from that? You know, maybe a lot. So I think he has to go in.
Is this a different type of race? Just on extremely lucky.
Yeah.
Like, it was a smaller field. It was a funny scenario for him. But with a full field, good speed, drop out, and flash home like he did in Adelaide, is he the one who, despite it still being at the Valley, this is a different scenario at the Valley that might work more in his favour?
Look, it's possible. I think what's, you know, in my very, I think what's more relevant is what has he learned from that?
Mm.
You know, we've seen horses go to the Valley and not handle it well, and they continually not handle it well. We've seen others go there, and same to Crawford, and pretty much any track that's a little bit tricky. You know, but they can learn and improve sharply. So that's the conundrum, I think, for all involved with that horse, and especially punters if they want to invest their money on him. But Paul Ailey's, I think, the interesting one because the stable are flying, he's trial well, he's got the Marzu form. You saw the Marzu form measure up well against the elites last week in Sydney.
Just back to Sydney, I kind of can't work out why Espiona's still in Sydney. I think Waller would love to get it down to Melbourne on a dry track, and ever since she won that race at Flemington against restricted company but smashed all the data, all you data blokes said she was the next Pegasus, and you totally mozzed her. Where are we at with Espiona? What does she need to do at in Sydney on Saturday?
Oh, no, it's D-Day. Well and truly. I think even the stable openly said they had really high expectations first up. They finally got her back on a dry track. They've been trialling her differently, really quietly, you know, but all the signs were there that she was going to just blow them away. Once J-Mac got into that beautiful spot wide with a trail, the way that track was playing, peeled out, I'm watching that live and I'm thinking, how far? And then, just went, the fireworks didn't go off. The fuse went down, but the fireworks didn't go off, and she laid in, she had her head on the side, she looked like a 2-year-old having her first start. But I'll back this stable, mate. They get it right a lot. They turn them around. I'm sticking with her, but I concede it's D-Day.
I'm not being parochial, but I think the thing that'll rattle her cage is if she comes back down to Melbourne and that might turn things around on a firm track at Flemington. They're a minute away from the second at Sale. I'll just read out a little, we've got a little bit of time. Text messages come through. Is September run any chance Friday night, Gator?
Yeah, I think she's a winning hope. Her best form can win this race. She's probably the highest individual rater out of any of them, except for Rothfire as a young horse. So first up at 1,000 to go. I think deeper into the prep when she's 1,000 metres, she's beatable.
25 past 11, back to Gator. All right, Gator, your highlight race of the weekend, Night Watchman, and let's get a parlay.
All righty, the highlight race, obviously we've touched on the Moya and the Golden Rose, but you know, I think they could have equal billing, couldn't they, as legitimate Group 1 races. The Golden Rose always has a lot of interest for me because you'd have got all these three-year-olds with so much upside. You know, the race continually rates through the roof, so we've landed for that as our highlight horse. I've gone with In Secret, as I mentioned. Pretty confident she's the one to beat. Golden Mile, the danger. D-Day, we've mentioned Espiona and our parlay. Let's have a look. Now, they all have to win.
Oh.
So it's a parlay three or an all-up win. So heading Friday night to the Valley, race five is Asfura. I think she's really smart. Into Rose Hill, race eight In Secret. Into race nine at Rose Hill, Ellsberg. It was luckless and very good first up. I think you could get control of that race and win for us. So give us strength there. Asfura, In Secret, Ellsberg, our parlay.
Good on you, Gator. Best of luck.
Thank you, mate.